Now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Joshua Wicker.
So here we are on the third Sunday of Easter. And yet again, we're given another of these resurrection appearances of the Lord. And one thing that we see as a common thread through them is Jesus and the evangelist stressing that Jesus has come and returned present to them physically. Yes, in a glorified state, but physically. That Jesus is stressing, as we hear in the gospel today. He says, "Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed." That he's not simply some spiritual vision, that they're not in some trance, that Jesus is physically present to them. And this is fundamentally important because Jesus comes to redeem us in the fullness of our humanity, in the fullness of our lived experience. That just as Jesus returns glorified in the life of the apostles and disciples here in this story that we have today, so too, Jesus wants to come and be truly present to us in the midst of our humanity and our human experience. That Jesus isn't just some metaphor, that his resurrection isn't some spiritual analogy that's devoid from real meaning in our lives. That he comes to be amongst us, that he comes to open our mind and our hearts to see how he's working in the here and now of our lives. That he comes to be with us in the midst of our experience and our circumstance. Let's take a moment to reflect on what are the areas in my life, in the context of my life here and now, that I most need to experience the resurrection power of Jesus. That we wouldn't see Jesus just as some spiritual analogy to make us feel better, but to know that sacramentally and spiritually he comes to meet us, to enter into our lives and into our story, to come and to bring that change and transformation to us. So let's bring that to the Lord and make that our prayer. Jesus, come and meet me in that place and bring your resurrection to new life in me today. Amen.